Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week while the legislature is in session, we like to bring in a legislator from either the House or the Senate to kind of give us a brief of what's been going on and what's coming up in the next few weeks. With us tonight is someone who is very familiar with the studio. He actually was a guest host while I was running for office. He's been on the show multiple times. Speaker of the House, Speaker Pro Tem. I gave you an upgrade there. I gave you a promotion. Blake Carpenter. Blake, thanks for joining us.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's always a great opportunity to get a chance to talk to you and your listeners.
I did throw that Speaker Pro Tem, getting ahead of my skis a little.
Well, you know, when I'm sitting on the dais and members, you know, address.
They do call you Mr. Speaker.
They call me Mr. Speaker. So I mean, it's not
technically
not wrong.
And who knows what the future may bring.
Well, we're not.
I'll just leave that there.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
Let me ask you about the so-called black mass that at least it's been exercised from the building out to the front lawn. And I get, you know, the people who are saying this is freedom of speech and they have a right to be there. But I mean, it's just you're a Catholic, so it's got to be particularly offensive to you. But this it's just really offensive to a lot of folks.
You're right, John. It is. I'm trying to choose my words very carefully here.
While you do that, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, it's a group of Satanists who are going to hold a satanic ritual. They wanted to do it in the Capitol. They were first approved, and then they were recently kicked outside. But they're going to, like, sanctify or de-sanctify the building and a bunch of Satan stuff, basically.
Yeah, and the reason why I'm saying I'm going to choose my words very carefully here is because this is a deep personal issue for me, and it does strike a nerve with me. And so I am at least glad to a certain extent that it's not going to be in the building, at least bare minimum. But at the same time, I think that this is it is something that we absolutely have to address moving forward. And so I'm a member of the what's called the Legislative Coordinating Council, or the LCC. And so we basically are going to be meeting here in the very near future to be revising and updating our policies to basically make it to where no rituals or anything else like that can happen in the future in the Capitol. So this isn't going to happen again in the future. We shouldn't have even gotten to this point to begin with, but needless to say, it is going to be rectified in the very near future as far as the People's House and just what they're trying to do within our public building.
This was Governor Kelly's decision, by the way. It wasn't the legislature. You don't control the building and the grounds. And what frustrates me is I know from the past that she has done things like made the March for Life not be able to use the steps and push them even off the steps because of quote-unquote weather or security issues. And yet in this case, she originally let them come into the building to do a satanic ritual.
Well, I will have to make a few points here. So the legislature, we actually control floors 3, 4, and 5. The executive branch controls the first and second floor. And so what happened is if you want to reserve a room in the legislative building, then you have to have a legislative sponsor. If you want to have like a room, a committee room, so on and so forth. However, during COVID, they removed the sponsor requirement. And so what happened was people could then just go and reserve the first or second floor space without anybody saying if and or but about it. And so I will be fair to Laura Kelly in this, in that she did not authorize this. This was her Department of Management folks that were basically just had it on autopilot, allowing people to just reserve the space. So I will say that. And so she actually has been somewhat helpful in moving the satanic everything outside
So give her credit
of
for that.
Of her jurisdiction as far as the first floor goes. And so, yeah, I have to give Laura Kelly a little bit of credit for that.
Good. I'm glad. Let me ask you, I know you were former chair of the House Elections Committee. There have been two bills, Senate Bill 5 and Senate Bill 6, came out of the Senate. I'm sure they're, I don't know the status, but one of them bans the, you know, Biden bucks, the Zucker bucks. And the other one is ensuring that Kansas general or primary elections, statewide or local, are not allowed to use ranked choice voting. I think those are two. I like the idea of both. Can you give us an idea where we are on either of those?
Yeah, so the Biden bucks is a little bit different than the Zucker bucks. So in 2021, we banned Zucker bucks, and that's when he Mark Zuckerberg came in and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in the state of Kansas in order to do drop boxes and the other things.
Right.
And so we banned that a few years ago, but this is in relations to what the federal government was doing under Biden in the last election and allowing federal agencies to basically get involved in elections and trying to push people to the polls and using money that was not authorized for election purposes. And so this was just basically saying, hey, if Congress has not authorized these dollars to be spent by federal agencies on elections, then it's not going to be allowed or permissible here to try to influence our elections. So that one's pretty simple, I think. Laura Kelly's probably going to end up vetoing
it. Oh, of course. Both of these probably.
And then the second one was, ranked choice voting. It's a conversation we've had all the way back to 2016, 2017, as far as, you know, what ranked choice voting is.
I remember.
that being said, we've never allowed it to move forward or authorize it here in the state of Kansas. However, there are local municipalities now that are going out there and trying to authorize this. And the problem – and the reason why we're basically pre-exemption, the reason why we're doing it is because it harms – the voter confidence in our elections. So if you go in and you vote for somebody and that's your first person that you voted for, and then, well, wait a minute, they got the most votes on this first round of balloting, but oh wait, you picked number two. Well, how does that work?
Right.
And so it's just going to lead to a lot of mass confusion, I think, amongst people, and then just continue to cause degradation on our elections. And I think at this point, people are looking for more voter confidence, not less.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're talking with Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter. Seems like every session, you know, we get Medicaid expansion from the governor, and the next issue, which are two marijuana bills, were introduced this week. Senate Bill 294, authorizing the processing, distribution, sale, and use of medical marijuana, and House Bill 2405, legalizing marijuana cultivation, manufacturing, possession, and sale for adults. That's actually sounds more, I mean, full legalization. That's the whole, let's just, you know, Katie bar the door there.
Yeah, that sounds like the whole kit and caboodle. So I would say that, John, I think I've talked about this on your program before in the past.
Yeah, you carried the bill back in the day. Yeah.
Back in the day, and even then, that bill still needed some more work, and it really was just a conversation starter with the Senate. Senate killed the bill, as you well know. And so I think at the end of the day, the House has already voted on medical marijuana, and the Senate has never taken that up. And so for the House, it's why go through this act of futility? Why spend a lot of time and debate on something that is just going to inevitably fail if the other chamber is not willing to have the conversation? So at this point, where the House position is okay, you know, when the Senate passes us something, then all right, let's have the conversation. But we're not going to waste our time. We're going to focus on tax cuts. We're going to focus on other things before that.
Speaking of other things, there are multiple constitutional amendments that have come up this session that'll probably be on the ballot next year. We're gonna have a big ballot. Can you walk us through some of those and what you think will ultimately be on the ballot?
Well, John, I know you asked about multiple constitutional amendments, but I'm just going to talk about one tonight because I am 100% completely biased on a constitutional amendment that I introduced on Wednesday this past week.
Okay, wow.
So not too many people have heard about it yet. We have an op-ed. We've submitted op-eds. We'll see if any of the newspapers run them here in the state of Kansas. But
if you send that to me, email that to me, I will make sure the Sedgwick County Republican Party sends that out for you.
Well, then I will.
I might know someone at the Sedgwick County GOP.
Well, there we go. I'd be more than happy to. So, you know, it sounds almost too good to be true. But, John, would you like a day here in Kansas when you no longer have to pay state property taxes or state income taxes?
Oh, huh. No, I like paying taxes.
I bet you do. I bet your listeners love it, too.
I think my whole audience just saying, no, Blake, we want to pay more taxes.
Yes, and so here's the beauty of this. I've been sitting on a few ideas, and there was an aha moment about 2 weeks ago where they all blended together and it made sense. And so what the idea is you create a fund within the Constitution that's protected from politicians where they can't raid it, they can't touch it whatsoever. And then you have a citizens board that goes in and they eliminate tax exemptions. And these tax exemptions, some actually do serve a pretty legitimate purpose in like business inputs and other things that make it to where, okay, we have to kind of have those on the books. However, there's others that were added by special interest just because the right people were in power. And there's over $9 billion right now of tax exemptions on the books here in the state of Kansas.
And this is – I know some of the ones you're talking about, things like – newspapers and car wash, laundromats. I mean, it's
a plethora. There's a lot of them out there. And so this citizens board would go out, they would eliminate various tax exemptions. Whatever they eliminate is then the money that is put into this fund. And the fund grows over time.
So if newspapers are finally, they're charging sales tax, that money would, rather than go into the general fund, would go into this fund.
It would go into this fund. It would actually go around the state general fund where politicians could not intercept it, take it, and just increase government spending and programs. For the longest time, you know, I've been there for a few years now in the legislature, and people have talked about eliminating these exemptions.
Oh,
yeah, you have as well. But the problem that I think exists is that even after you eliminate those exemptions, the legislature is just going to spend more money, create more government programs, and we're going to be right back in the same situation we were in today.
Not likely to give it back.
Exactly. Right. They're not going to give it back. And so the beauty of this idea is that that money goes into this fund, and then over time that fund builds and the interest on that that's being generated on that fund builds, and then you can take that interest and completely substitute these taxes with the interest that's being generated from that fund. And so you can completely eliminate taxes without ever having to blow massive holes in the budget and trying to – I mean, yeah, spending cuts and everything else are great. But, you know, when you have to start going in and trying to figure out – you know how it's been. You got to go in.
Oh, I know.
You can't cut social services programs. You can't do any of that type of stuff. And so you basically just substitute the funds once the fund is healthy enough and you get – to have people you don't have to collect taxes from the people anymore, and the government is self-sufficient. And you just have to make it to where there's a cap on that fund, and so we have a 3% cap on how much the legislature is actually able to take out year over year after that fund becomes matured. Based on my initial calculations, the 21.5 mils the state of Kansas collects today is about $900 million. Well, in about 6 to 8 years, you would see a complete elimination of that tax, and the fund would be self-generated over here in the Constitution to where you would no longer have to pay any state property taxes.
Wow. Yeah.
And then it depends.
Love that idea.
And then it depends on how long it's going to take for income taxes. Now, income taxes is just shy of $6 billion. And so when you say income taxes in the state of Kansas, that means not only individual but corporate. And so that actually is about $6 billion. So it's about 20 to 30 years in order for that to basically be completely eliminated with the same process. So within really, I would say 25 to 35 years, both of those taxes are completely eliminated.
And replaced by consumption, sales taxes, basically.
Well, and so you still have sales tax on the books. And right. So that if you have a down year or whatever it is, that can basically then be used. But we also have a rainy day fund. So you have other funds that can be used if there is a downturn for a little bit of time, if those investments don't turn out more than 3%. I mean, if that's the case, then we need to hire new investors because, I mean, you could just put money into government bonds and get like 4 to 5%, right? So, I mean, it's definitely doable. So it's a very interesting idea is what people keep telling me. And it's a very positive idea. It's a parallel strategy. Right now we're talking about tax cuts. We're talking about tax cuts for property taxes. You know, there's other people who are talking about growth triggers for income taxes. And the beauty about this plan is it doesn't change any of those conversations. It doesn't change the spending cuts. It doesn't change spending increases, tax cuts, or whatever else. All that still happens over here in the silo, while in the background, this fund is generating over here in the Constitution, and then boom, it triggers, and then voila, it takes out those taxes.
Fascinating.
Yes. So it is, it's something that from what I can tell, no other state is currently doing. There are a few countries out there that I reinvented the wheel without realizing it. Norway has a similar fund, which they call the Sovereignty Wealth Fund. They started in the 1990s, and they used their oil and gas money to basically kick the fund off. It's now at one – or it's I think it's it has more than $1.7 trillion in that fund. And you know what? Do you know what the population of Norway is? I didn't know this until I started researching it.
Mm.
Just shy of 6 million people. So double the state of Kansas, or really the population size of Missouri.
Right, yeah.
And they have tens of billions of dollars that's generated in interest every year on that fund. That's the reason why Norway has such low taxes, is because this fund is basically paying for any social programs or any other type of program that they have. And so, I mean, liberals love it because, you know, okay, well, hey, we're not spending money at that point. But at the end of the day, that's not where I'm trying to get to. I'm not trying to get to some sort of, liberal utopia here in the state of Kansas. What I'm trying to get to is the complete elimination of our taxes, so government can fund and live on itself without having to basically come tax us for it.
Well, that's fascinating. That one I'll be interested to see. I know there's a number of others. I've got a break here. Do you want to stick through the break? And I know you got to head back up to Topeka, but can you stick around?
Absolutely.
I will take a quick break. Studio lines are open 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for everybody. Folks, you have the power to change what's going on in Wichita or Topeka, for that matter. Make your voices heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And, of course, while you're online, follow me on X at John R. Whitmer. I want to remind you a couple things. This time of year, sponsorships for the John Whitmer Show are still available. If you want information on that, you can email Tony at knssradio.com. And speaking of sponsors, don't forget next Sunday, thanks to our sponsor, Eck Insurance, we'll be broadcasting live from Topeka next Sunday. So with us still is Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter. I know, Blake, there's a... there is one constitutional amendment that hopefully we'll see on the ballot, and that's moving the judicial selection process from this elite system now where, you know, a panel of lawyers basically picks their own bosses. Where are we in that process?
Great question, John. So it's passed out of the Senate, and now it's over in the House, and the House had a hearing on it this past week. I would imagine that here sometime in the next week or two, you're going to end up seeing us take up that vote on the floor. And if we are successful, which I am, I'm fairly confident that we will be, that will be on the ballot in 2026 as well. So, I don't know if you've talked about this in depth with your listeners or not.
Not really. I mean, they know how elite the system is. They know that this is replacing it basically with direct elections instead of a federal model. But you know, the bottom line is, and we have talked about the fact that right now, last time I checked, it was between 5,000 to 7,000 lawyers in the state of Kansas. Those lawyers pick this commission, and the commission gives three choices to the governor. She has to pick one. So you really have, there's no representative government in that whole process. And this is the head of an entire branch of government.
Well, you're not wrong. And so we have the most undemocratic method in the entire United States with how this is set up. So there are other boards that are set up kind of how we have it, except for we're the only one where we give the bar, which are attorneys, the majority stake in this board. The other states that have this type of a board have it to where citizens have the majority stake. But what's interesting about this is it's a 9-person board, and 5 of the 9 people are all attorneys elected by attorneys. Well, then those attorneys are right. going to be the ones that appear in front of the Supreme Court. And so it's like, well, what are we doing here? And when you hear the left argue this issue, what's interesting is that they don't want people to have the right to vote on this.
Right.
And they think that, oh, well, special interests are going to get involved. Well, wait a minute. This is kind of adorable. Well, I don't know if adorable is the right word, but this is kind of interesting because they are all about retention elections. But then they're not about direct elections. So it's like, well, wait a minute. What's the difference here?
Right.
Oh, well, $50 million can be spent on a direct election. $50 million can be spent on a retention election, too.
And we've seen that happen where outside groups come in and spend a lot of money on getting these Supreme Court justices reappointed, reelected.
Correct.
So there's no difference here, folks.
Well,
the difference is they want the power to the people.
They want the citizens to fight with one hand behind their back instead of somebody else being on the ballot to challenge the other person. They want it to where you only see one name and you don't know who they are. And so this is just going to add more transparency to the process. And there's a few other little factoids I have for you and your listeners, John. Since 2007, our Kansas Supreme Court has been overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court 8 out of 9 times.
Yeah, it's the most overturned court in the country, as I recall.
That's my understanding. Yeah. And here's the thing. Another thing that's an interesting fact. When we became a state in 1861, we had direct elections of our Kansas Supreme Court. And for the first 97 years of our state's history, we directly elected our Kansas Supreme Court. And then they changed it in 1958. I think that they ended up overreacting. There was something called the triple play. They didn't have to completely gut the entire system as it was and go to what we have today, which is just horrible. All they had to do is just, okay, how do you fill a vacancy?
And that's, right. Let the governor appoint himself, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just go fix that part of it. And anyway, they didn't. They overreacted. And now we have the broken system that we have today. So all we're simply trying to do, actually, is just go back to the way it used to be, which we've had for the majority that our state has been actually a state.
Yep. Ironic. Blake, I appreciate you as always, brother. I know we'll see you next Sunday when we're broadcasting from Topeka. If folks are interested and they want to connect, they can find you at carpenter4kansas.com, correct?
Absolutely. Thanks, John. Appreciate you having me on. Look forward to seeing you again soon.
When's your next podcast, by the way? We try and share those on the page.
Typically, they come out every Friday while we're in session.
Make sure you send me that, too. I'll put that on the page.
Right? All right, will do. Thanks, John.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.